When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, your smart speakers, they play ESPN. Download the podcast, download the ESPN app. We're everywhere. So, I don't know, there's a lot of analysis of Keyshawn, your physique on Bart and Han.
I don't know why.
Yeah, that's just weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff's not on the scouting report.
Hmm.
Like, you don't talk about, oh, I got a great matchup.
Like, Bart's so round and ass looked like the size of a TV. Like, I don't get.
But hold on. Those are flat screen TVs nowadays.
No, I'm talking about wide.
This might be the best game that never was if it gets rained out.
By the way, why am I hearing so much from everybody about, well, if I get my face scratched, I'm not going to play. Jay's like, if it's raining, I'm not going to play. Alan Hahn's like, hey, Bart talked me into this. It's a lot of like.
I'm just saying, if an ounce of rain comes out, I ain't playing.
It's like Chris Canty was trying to tell me don't get hurt.
Yeah, what was he?
I'm
see,
like,
I don't
I'm
need
like
that
Canty,
energy.
But then it's not even that. Just because you going to get hurt don't mean I'm going to get hurt. I'm not you. I'm built different, man. Some dudes don't really understand, Jay. Like, I ain't touched a basketball. I think it was 6.5, 7 years. First time I touched it was at Duke.
You hit those two fadeaways?
First time I touched it. So some people can do things, but, you know, when others can't do it, they don't have the confidence that others could do it because they don't believe in themselves.
So then they start projecting all their insecurities on you.
Yeah, I don't worry about that.
Well, I am shooting the free throw to determine possession. And I'll have you know I went to the gym and got up probably a couple hundred free throws. Easily converted. Easily. 12, 15%, maybe 18% of them.
Realistically.
Yes.
Be honest with us.
Mm-hmm.
How many free throws did you take yesterday?
I'm going to say, if I had to guess, definitely over 100. But I would guess.
So did you have a rebounder or did you walk and rebound it yourself?
No.
There's no way. If you walked and rebounded yourself, way you shot over
100. No, I did not. I did not. Yeah.
Yeah,
I had both. Had both.
You had a ball. What? Yeah. You had both what?
I had the machine pitch it back to me, and I had someone rebounding.
I'm trying to find out the realness here.
And I had someone rebounding. That's right. And I would say but that easily.
And somebody rebounding.
I probably hit 30 shots.
Well, 30 out of 100 would be 30%.
Don't worry about out of how many. 30 shots I hit. Each one of those is a point. 30
points. I
feel like
I'm getting a fabricated Max Kellerman free throw story, and it's making me worry.
I'm fabricating that I hit 18%, 15% of my shots? What, you think it was 5%?
Even if we don't take out, they're going to miss a shot, Jay.
Yeah.
And when they miss, they're not going to get
it back. I'm going to hit the shot. Don't worry. I got you.
We haven't talked about this yet. Who you want? Who you guarding?
I don't care. It don't matter to me, to be honest with you.
Who do you think? You think I should take Allen?
It does.
Since he's played hoop before and you and Bart?
It doesn't matter.
I guess I got to see them shoot around. I got to see them shoot around. I
got to
see
them walk on their tippy toes.
Yeah, I got to see what Bart is working with.
Well, Bart has duck feet to start with.
They're not going to be able to put it on the floor against Jet.
He walks like this.
Because Alan Hahn low-key tried to send Key and I a video of him dunking.
Man, did you? Okay, so you really – you fell for the banana in the tailpipe.
I believe he can dunk. I believe Allen can dunk.
So you really believe that was him dunking on a regulation basketball court?
Jay, I believe that Allen Hahn can dunk the ball.
His damn bottom of his shoes was in my eyes.
I hear you. I believe he can dunk.
Jay,
I don't think he can run and jump and dribble.
Did you see the picture?
I'm going to bring it up right now.
The damn bottom of his shoes was at my top of my forehead.
It.
The thought of coming down from
that
height.
Jay.
When you get a certain age,
tall.
the thought
Jay,
of coming down from that height is painful.
I'm going to get up so I can show Max Kellerman the video. Hold on.
Max, let me see.
His bottom of his feet was at my eye level.
Okay, let me see. Let
You're
me
not
see.
Jumping
I don't
high.
Believe he has a 40-inch vertical.
It's an old man dunk. It's an old man dunk.
Man, think about that.
He doesn't have to jump up that high to dunk it, though. That looks like
walk.
No, Jay.
Wait, Key, what do you think that is? You think he lowered the rim?
Let me see which one he showed you.
He put his camera on the ground. He put his phone on the ground.
Oh, that's not the picture that he sent.
Oh.
No, that's not the.
But at, when you're 6'6", dunking is not the picture. Same.
Yeah, he sent, but he sent me the video.
But that doesn't, Jay.
Oh, but here's the thing, though.
You can do that.
The dunk doesn't impress me. It was, and that's, it was the fact that when he walked away.
That's an 8-foot rim.
When he walked away, his knees looked like it hurt. And I'm like, oh, I got you. To me, that's way more telling than a dunk
that's
itself.
That's what I'm saying.
The walk away,
I was like, not just the knees. I just think about my back falling from that height. Oh, my God.
I'm talking about the picture that I sent you he sent me.
Oh,
where
okay.
He jumped, and it was obviously edited superimposed.
Right, right.
The dude's feet. Man, it looked like he jumping off a damn building.
Jay,
like,
he's trying
stop.
To get in your head, and it's working.
That's, no, it's working the opposite way for him. It's helping me.
He's going to get a because water gun me, and pretend it's raining to get you to quit.
Like here,
so here's something that's real talk.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. When we were at Duke, when Key got down, you know how quarterbacks, they get on their knees and they throw the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he died. I'm like, God damn, Key's strong as hell out here.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm watching him throw the ball like 30 yards. Max, I'm talking about
30.
Ease.
Mm-hmm. I was putting that thing 45.
I'm saying it was easy. Spiral. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, he didn't even play quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But vice versa, when people try to say, oh, I'm just going to beat you up and back you down, I'm like, all right. Like, I'm a little pit bull on the court now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny, like, I can back down dudes a lot bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get backed down by dudes because I got my elbow. So Key and I started doing, like, the little back down joint. I'm not worried about anybody trying to post me up.
He's strong, isn't he, Key?
I ain't worried about people trying to post me up.
Player,
basketball strong.
Yeah.
I ain't football strong. I'm basketball
right.
strong.
He know all the little tricks. Almost hit me where it hurt, you know? And I had to move out the way a little bit because he.
I saw you hit the 3-quarter court shot. And Key said the first one you took almost went in, and that was the second one he took?
Yeah,
that's nuts.
The first one, I felt like it hit the front of the rim maybe,
mm-hmm.
but it was only 2 shots.
Wow.
The first one missed. The second one was all net, which I had to look in I had to look up in the ceiling to see if it was some Vegas illusion.
I know, you looked amazed.
Secret Roy type, yeah. You know,
the building is gone all of a sudden. Yeah,
all of a sudden, did they just drop it right in front of my eyes and some magic trick? It wasn't real, though. It just wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't real.
Yeah.
But he a basketball player, and you could tell his juices, you get on the basketball
starts
court,
tingling,
stuff
man.
Start
it's
tickling, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah,
toes
yeah,
start
yeah.
uncurling, and yeah. it feels real good.
That's how Key looked when he was running those routes. Oh, he was... Fourth round, Max is like, look, I'm going to run up there. But he got up there, though, boy.
Second nature.
It was exactly.
Running,
you know
everybody think that's easy. That ain't easy.
But you know what, though, Max? It's like sometimes for me.
And I'm trying not to get hurt.
I'm so used to being a point guard. Like, I'm worried about, like, where I'm actually, passing the ball precisely. I can see it from him. Yo, the amount of time it takes to run a route, by the time he get up, if you ain't delivering that thing, I can see why he would get hot. Because, like, yo, that's
a lot of effort, yeah. Wasted, yeah.
Hitting people, going through, running
through.
You know,
it's normal to you guys because you guys were at the highest level.
It's not until you're on the field until you see it. You're like, damn, he running far.
But it's normal to you guys who played at the highest level. You're around other world-class athletes. Even working at ESPN, I'm around a lot of guys who used to be world-class athletes. It is so – the skills you guys have and the talent – is so rare. There are millions and millions of to one are the odds.
See, the
you're one out of millions and millions.
The difference in football, though, Jay, in basketball, in terms of like conditioning and stuff like that, like y'all can cross the court, right? And you go stand in the corner.
Exactly.
There's no stopping. When we run, we gotta run and we gotta jog back.
Keep going,
get in the damn huddle and go again.
So if that ball isn't there,
in basketball, you gotta.
You're still running.
You're running,
just not the same amount.
I could go and hide in the corner and just move a little bit and let you do your thing. Let's say it's 17 seconds left on the clock. And now you got it at the top. You dribbling. It's ISO. You'd have told me, move, Max, get out the way. And we standing there. In football, it's not going to happen.
But,
especially if you're somebody like me who played basically 99.9% of every single game, every single snap. I'm on the field all the time.
And Max, the look on Key's face, because the two guys that won the whole contestant thing, the look on his face when they underthrew him.
Right.
Oh, my. You saw.
Same look on his face during most of his NFL career. What are you talking about?
One dude threw the ball, man. I was over there by the camera. He threw the damn thing over here. I was like, where did y'all find this dude at?
He was like, I'm sorry.
Only at Duke.
I'm sorry.
Meantime, for a normal person, how many yards were you from him?
I was probably 30.
30 yards to miss by 5 yards when it's 30 yards away for
no,
a normal person.
15.
That's more or less in the vicinity. You know what I mean?
I couldn't even stop and cut back for the ball. I was just like,
who was the most accurate quarterback you played with?
Testaverde?
Yeah.
That's a verdict. I didn't play with any good quarterbacks.
He was 100 years old, by the way, when you played with
100. He was 100 the first time and 130 the second time.
Yeah, right.
So I had him twice.
I'll tell you in basketball, I mean, when somebody passes you the rock and that thing hits you right in the pocket where I don't have
to hit it.
Reach up forward or reach down with it to go right into my shoe, it makes a world of a difference.
Oh, you can watch
the game.
I can't
imagine the precision like that. In football, somebody's pretty much like he always has a handoff. Oh.
On the steps.
It'd be fun playing with Jay because I already know how to anticipate a good point guard and what he, you know, I already know. I'm not going to be reaching down in my ankles for basketball. It's going to be right in the bread basket where I can catch and shoot when I want to, you know?
Well, the game is in a bunch of hours, handful of hours from now.
It's going to need you to make the free throw, Max.
Oh, don't worry about that. I got you.
You tell me 12 to 15%.
I'm going
to
do it with my eyes closed. It's going right in, nothing but net.
Okay.
Guarantee.
Well, you got a dinner in line with Harry, right?
Easy.
Harry Douglas.
Easy money. Easy money. Richard from North Carolina, what is your bold prediction for this upcoming NFL season? Reggie from Ohio, what's your bold prediction?
Hello. Hey, sir.
Reggie, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
We got you, Reg.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, Reggie, we have you. How are you?
I'm doing all right, guys. Big fan. I'm a crane operator. I listen to you guys every morning in the crane.
That's
my
what's
man.
Up.
Awesome. My man.
Man, don't get fired listening to us. Do your job, man.
No, a real fan will listen whether or not they get fired.
No, I actually had the answer to two questions for you guys. One was the bold prediction, and the other one was somebody brought up who's primed to potentially take over the best defensive player if Aaron Donald retires. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw a name at you that's a little off the wall, but Logan Wilson. He has been unbelievable the past 2 years for the Bengals. And last year, everybody talked about Baker with the torn labrum. Well, Logan was leading the Bengals in tackles with the torn labrum and then led the playoffs in tackles. And he was the one covering Cooper Kupp on that big penalty at the end of the game. And he covered him about as good as any linebacker could cover him. And I think this year he's going to take another step. And I seriously think he could be a defensive player of the year type player.
What do you think of that, Key?
Yeah, he could be a defensive – he could be a defensive year type player, but you got T.J. Watt. I mean, you just he's not there yet. But he's a good linebacker.
There's something about linebackers where if you're not a defensive – if you're not an edge rusher or a shutdown corner, you're not thought of a certain way, but linebackers got to do so much nowadays.
Yeah, he's okay. I mean, I wouldn't put him in the defensive MVP category. Because,
Blake Martinez type? What are you doing?
No, I'm talking about Logan Wilson.
No, I'm saying like what level?
Oh, I would just say he's a little bit below what Luke Kuechly used to be.
Kuechly was real good, I thought.
Yeah, a little bit below that, I would say.
That's a damn good player, but it's not the best player in the game.
Yeah, it's not the best player in the game on the defensive side.
Can Parsons be? I thought Parsons last year was almost as good as anyone. He was a rookie.
Yeah, because he does so many different things. It'll be interesting to see what Chase Young comes back this year. Miles Garrett, obviously.
Bosa's.
Who else on the defensive side of the ball that I'm thinking of right now?
DeForest Buckner.
But the problem with DeForest Buckner is he's not going to get the same amount of penetration that Aaron Donald got to be able to create the type of havoc and sacks and stuff like that. That's the only difference with him.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
The Splash Brothers spreading the floor. And so it's such a different dynamic defending the Golden State Warriors. But it's going to be a great series. It's going to be a close series. It's going to be a tightly contested series.
Their transition defense might be the best in the league. And against the Warriors, you better believe you need a good transition defense.
Game one, is it a wash for the Celtics because of fatigue and also the awe factor of being on the road on this stage? It's new.
And we are joined now by the great Vince Carter, presently ESPN NBA analyst. What's up, VC?
What's going on,
big brother?
How you doing, man? What's going on, man?
What's happening, man?
What are your thoughts on
everything
this?
Good, man? How are you guys doing?
Just getting stretched, getting loose for today's game, VC.
I like, man.
No, you know, Key out here about to drop some buckets.
Get your little Normatec, little good stretch in.
Get you that Theragun, get the muscles right, VC.
Right.
We doing it all before the game.
As you should.
Vince, so by the way,
Jay, I said it earlier. Hold on. Hey, yeah, Max, I said it to Jay earlier.
Yeah.
Find your mismatch and attack it and get to your pull-up.
Exactly.
They're both mismatches for Jay, I think.
Get to the pulley game.
There you go.
The mini game all day, VC.
What's your advice for that? Is that your advice? Find the mismatch?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me ask this question. Are there actual referees?
I think there is. I think there is a referee. I think Freddie Coleman. Freddie Coleman will be the referee.
Fast Freddie Coleman.
Get fouled. And for Jay, I mean, this is his field. This is his wheelhouse. Yes, I know, Jay. You said I have one leg, but find your mismatch. You know. You guys play. Take a page out of Golden State's book. You know, the pick and roll. Literally the roll. Like you key. Like set the screen. Get you open. It's a step up mismatch, or you get Key rolling to the basket for layups.
CB, we need Key to understand that he needs to roll. I can't have Key popping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it.
Because Key might try to pop the first cut. Key, I'm going to need you to roll.
Man, how crazy is he? Going to feel like the 3-on-3 basketball when the old dudes come back to play. That's what we going
to
be.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Get closer. I'm trying to get you closer, get closer possible to the basket.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Pick and roll.
So, Jay.
Or VC.
There's an interesting question here that I'm going to ask Vince Uh-oh. Carter now.
Okay.
What would be a more disappointing loss for Jay Will, Vince?
Oh, God.
Losing to Barton Hahn or?
Don't do it.
Duke's loss to UNC in the Final Four.
Why even bring that
well,
up?
I was hoping Key would ask that question, but he wasn't doing it, so
it's
I
so
did.
So petty.
Yeah. I think, hey, you know what? I think this Duke Carolina is lingering and is going to hurt longer because they can always play this game next year or in a couple of months. Coach K's not walking through that door anymore, Max. He's not walking through the door anymore. It's over.
Yeah. There's something about it, though. I don't know, man.
Okay, so I'll tell y'all something. So
UNC could play. You know,
Get Up is across the hall.
Yeah.
Right? So I had to leave here to go do Get Up.
Yeah.
So – the mics aren't even working, and they got VC's ass up on the big screen, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey,
so
they,
and VC see me, and he has that little smile, like, yeah. I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
You see, I can't run away from it. It's relentless.
That's okay.
They beat y'all?
It's all good.
Man, next question.
Oh, Key, that's funny you asked. Actually, we beat them twice.
Jay was player of the year that year.
Next question.
No, I'm talking about the year Jay played.
Oh, no, they only beat us once.
No, this past year they did beat y'all, but it was – you said finals.
No, Final Four back when Jay was at Duke.
I'm going to say y'all didn't make the final.
What? This year?
Yeah.
We made the Final Four.
But not the final. Final Four.
North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. Okay, I was confused. I thought Max said final.
Before they lost just like we lost, so we're all losers. That's how –
No.
Make you feel better?
No.
I'm mad at y'all though, VC, about something else, but we ain't even gonna get into that right now.
Oh, VC.
Yeah, I just
we gotta talk about it.
I didn't even know about all that till Jay put me on to it. But I want to ask you about. No, man, we're not gonna talk about that, man, because we don't have time.
I know about Jay or not?
Well, you'll know about it once if I was to say it.
We'll talk about offline.
We'll talk about it offline.
It has something to do with academics, but anyway.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. See y'all. I know what Jay is.
I didn't even say anything.
No, I just want to know now that you got me going. I just want to know how and why would a university do that to us in our own category, so to speak, in our old subject matter.
We have to fill in the audience what the subject matter is.
I'm trying to get it back to basketball over here. How about Golden
State? Yeah,
American Studies by
NBA Finals coming up, Key.
Meanwhile,
who's the most important player in NBA Finals?
Vince, Jay convinced me as Marcus Smart as the most important player in the NBA Finals. Do you agree?
I think Marcus Smart is one of the most important players because of the effect that he can or cannot have. And if he has an effect, you will see an adjustment to that because of his physicality. And the one thing that I think people aren't talking about is this is a Golden State team that has been to the finals and now have learned from the Cleveland Cavaliers being physical with Steph, and you think they don't have a game plan or a plan B or other options? And I think at some point, yes, Marcus Smart is going to guard him a lot, but guess what they're going to do? Put him in pick and roll to get a switch or make him fight over to at least give Steph a chance to keep Marcus Smart on his hip a little bit. So I just think, yes, Marcus Smart is going to be the dictator of a lot of things, good or bad, in this series.
BC, when we talk about, you know, obviously everybody always talks about finals MVP. Do you think you can do us a favor and kind of explain, like, what kind of gravity is absorbed when Stephen Curry is just on the court? Like, how much attention and how much
man,
does
let
that
me
open,
tell you, man.
Yeah, how much does let that me, open things up for everybody else?
When you start scouting a Golden State Warrior, you know, all of the coaches I've played for, even the younger, you know, coaches like, you know, Fizdale and all those coaches, one of the things we say is defensive discipline. And that's a key factor when you're guarding Steph one-on-one or in transition or in pick and roll or in any type of movement or any type of action with Steph and Clay. We had different rules when it was Steph and Clay in those situations as opposed to anyone else. And then, of course, when you had KD there, it was a cheat code then on how to play him. And, you know, a lot of conversation were talked about it, but one of the things is you have to pay a lot of attention with Steph's ability when he to move without the ball because he cuts well and he's an unselfish superstar where he'll give himself up. He will purposely draw a double team, run as hard as he can, knowing he's not in the play just to get a backdoor cut, to get a layup, to break a momentum or to get a guy going or to keep a streak going. So it's just so difficult, and you have to have defensive discipline because you could guard Steph great, contest the shot, and he still hits a tough shot. And you drop your shoulders and your head goes down, and guess what? Now he's in a rhythm because now you want to cheat on pin downs or something like that, and that's what he can do to you. So I think for the Boston Celtics and the younger guys who are going to be guarding him in this series, regardless if he makes a tough shot or not, you have to have the same mentality every time you're guarding him. Mm-hmm. If they get a steal in transition, you have to find him because he runs hard to get somebody else a shot, and that's just as good and just as potent as just him having the ball.
Big effect on the game.
Yep. And he's not super. Not many superstars are willing to do that. We always think about the superstars who need the ball to be effective and dominate the game. Steph can do that without the ball. You know, that's what makes him unique, and that's what, you know, puts him in a class of his own. Because it's not. We could talk about like a lot of guys that do that, but they're considered shooters. And were you considered the elite superstars like everyone else? Probably not. But here's Steph Curry, who is in the elite category as a basketball player, but his basketball IQ and his willingness to just step aside for his teams, for his players, his teammates to flourish says a lot about him.
I think the best argument for Steph one day being a top 10 all-time player is that one, that he plays in a way that allows a culture to flourish that makes people want to play. KD wants to play there because of the way they play.
Yes.
And however you get there, they got three chips and counting. And
still gets it. He still averages 23 to 25. That's crazy.
That is the great Vince Carter, ladies
great
and gentlemen.
Vince Carter from UNC, very highly academic.
Hey man, good luck to you guys, man. I got you guys winning this game too, man.
All right, well,
see, I see you with that reverse pressure, VC. I know what you're doing, man.
No, it's not pressure, bro.
I don't believe a damn thing you say.
If it was a football game, like I mean, you know. I'm like, okay, Key, we know he got, but, you know, you didn't play football. Well, you know, this is basketball. This is what you do.
Jay doesn't trust anyone who went to UNC.
No,
least
never.
Of all.
Especially him.
I can tell.
You mean walk past?
I mean, like, I straight wholeheartedly, like, am rooting for you. I,
lies.
Like, they asked me who's going to win. I said, you.
Just lying through your teeth. It
I,
sounds
I
bad.
I said Day and Key. I didn't say Duke. I said you. It has nothing to do.
Listen
to me.
Man.
It has nothing to do with that.
VC, real question before I let you get out of here.
Sir.
Why didn't you go to Duke, though?
Excuse me?
Why didn't you go to Duke?
Why did I not go to Duke?
Couldn't afford him.
How much time y'all got?
Okay. Well,
Okay. All right. Coach K was had the back issue. And we still wasn't sure if he was going to be there the next year. And I just, you know, it just didn't seem right. It just wasn't the right fit for me at the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All
right. Or ever.
Look at how diplomatic.
I think you did okay with Dean Smith.
Listen to how diplomatic Vince Carter is. And all you can do is try to bite his head off, Jay.
Really,
shame on you.
But if you know him, he's really not, though.
Yes, they got money and grades, so it's a better institution.
Thanks, Vince.
All right, guys.
All right, brother.
The guy who helped change basketball culture forever after Jay has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. Actually, you know what? It feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless. Now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Keeping my eye on the Choose Your Own Adventure portion of this show coming up in a little while, where fans vote at Key, J, and Max on Twitter what they want us to talk about. Keeping my eye on that. Right now, as of right now, bold predictions are in the lead. So, I don't know, but we've already given our bold predictions.
Maybe we could take some callers, see what their bold predictions
are. That would be a good idea. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What's your bold prediction for the NFL season? Yours was what, Jay?
Justin Herbert will lead the league in passing yards and TDs.
And Key, you had?
Matty Ice going to the Super Bowl.
Going to the Super Bowl with the Colts.
My wife was texting me about that. She's very excited about that.
Is he taking them to the Super Bowl? Are they winning because of him? Or like Dan Orlovsky said, or just with him?
They're there. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. The fact that he has the jersey on and no other quarterback since Peyton Manning's been able to do it, that he
can,
has.
Can you imagine for Frank Reich, you go from Carson Wentz thinking that you had the answer to saying, you know what, we recognize we made a mistake, we're letting you go, to then getting Matty Ice, and if you do end up in the Super Bowl, like I give organizations credit when they realize, hey, we don't need to continue to force this. This was a loss for us. Let's move forward quickly.
Yeah. No, Carson Wentz was not the answer. He was actually had a good season until it mattered most, and then he, you know,
well,
bit the shed.
That would define
anyway,
the season.
Yeah. Well, no question by the end. And my bold prediction, which I don't even know if it's bold enough, is the Eagles are going to win the NFC East. Is that bold enough?
No, I feel like
a different team wins
the
NFC East every year anyway. Cowboys just won. But the one thing that makes me nervous is that most people aren't – every year you have a bunch of people, Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. I haven't heard that this year, and that makes me nervous because I was hoping – you know what I mean?
So that means they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what's making me nervous, Key.
Well, the Giants won't win it. So.
Well, we know that.
Key says my prediction isn't bold.
I didn't say that. I've never even said a word about your prediction.
You just whispered it to me.
Do you have a bolder one?
What did you say?
Since you want to share our information.
Do you have a bolder prediction, Jay?
I said his is bolder than yours. Yours is like Captain Obvious.
Is it Captain Obvious?
One.
Yes, the guy threw for 30, was second in the league with like 4,500 yards in the air.
If he finishes first in passing yards and touchdowns, would
he
be MVP?
Third in touchdowns.
Would he be MVP?
I don't know if he'll be MVP.
Maybe that's take it to the next level.
But your prediction, Justin Herbert, prediction. MVP. Don't worry about what I think about your prediction.
Well, you're the football expert.
Don't worry about my prediction.
Expert.
Moving along. Yates, can you do the honors? Guys, you hear a lot about the culture, right? And about people's influence on popular culture. Well, our next guest has had an enormous influence on popular culture. Seth Free Richardson, director and executive producer of the greatest mixtape ever, new 30 for 30, premiered last night on ESPN. It is now available on ESPN Plus. Pleasure to have you on the show.
What up, Obi-Wan?
Oh, man, that's a great Yoda over there. Thank y'all, man, for having me. Jay, what up?
What up, Seth? How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed, man. I'm happy to be on the phone with y'all good brothers, man. Big fan. And it's just a long time coming to tell this story, man.
Yo, Seth, I remember this is like 3-4 years ago when you dropped this idea to me randomly while we were doing the boardroom. It's incredible to see what you put together. Like, take our audience through the greatest mixtape ever. Like, what does that entail?
Well, you know, how it came, man, Jay, I remember then it was a young producer named Brian Mickens, man, also had the same idea, came to me and was like, he really want to do the story. And, you know, for me, it was something, it's a bittersweet, you know, just the history of me with N1 and everything that, you know, transpired, the good, the bad, the ugly, it's just life. And me and Brian Mickens came together, man, and got the story together and wrote it out and connected with my brother, Chris Robinson, who, you know, video director, film director. And we created a little trinity and took it to ESPN, man, and, you know, got it greenlit to be able to, you know, to tell the history of how a VHS tape of basketball footage from Skip to My Lou and Rucker Park and Gaucho's Gym connected with hip-hop music, man, and changed the culture of, you know, hip-hop and basketball.
Seth, how did you get Jada Kiss involved with the narration of the piece?
So growing up, man, I think, you know, a couple of us on here is, we're all older gentlemen. So I grew up, man, watching James Earl Jones. You know, he did the Yellow Pages voice. Mm-hmm. He did Star Wars, and he was the voice of CNN. And, you know, I always looked at hip-hop voices is like they're really strong and powerful. And Jadakiss, you know, has been knowing him forever through the music industry. But I always thought his voice is like, you know, a voice of the culture and then a big basketball fan. So, you know, I reached out to him and was like, yo, man, I don't think it's another distinctive voice that sits in the, between basketball and hip-hop like yours. And, you know, pitched him the idea and he loved the concept. You know, he's been a part of the N1 tours and performances forever. And once we, you know, gave him the idea, he was on board.
How have you been able to, talking to Seth Free Richardson, director and executive producer of the greatest mixtape ever, 30 for 30, premiered last night on ESPN. You can watch it on ESPN Plus right now. It's available here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. How are you able, like a lot of people, you know, for years now, see hip-hop influence in or street influence in popular culture, in basketball, in music, etc., but you have been able to actually put your hands on it and bring things together and actually have an effect on it. Why you? How have you been able to do this?
I think for me, man, I always, you know, look at like everybody, you know, a lot of people only talk to the people about the job. You know, usually like the media interview players pretty much about the game. And for me, I was always one that always wanted to talk to, you know, the athletes about other things outside of the game, but that always fueled them for the game. You know, I got a chance to ask Isaiah Thomas, the great Zeke, once, because I was always infatuated what made players get excited, what made players get hyped. And I got a chance to ask Zeke. I said, yo, when y'all was the Bad Boys, man, what music was you listening to? He told me they come out to Houdini, the Freaks come out at night. And, you know, like, that was just some of the amazing to know, you know, who knows what Michael, I want to know what Michael Jordan was listening to when he had the flu game, you know, what, and I always went the opposite of asking him about the game, but I always asked him what interest athletes, and that's been a way that it's been working for me ever since I've been, you know, in the industry.
Free, when you look at it though, how does street ball have an influence in your life though?
Wow. I think for all of us, I think that's where it started, man. You know, being able to go to the park. The DJ was already at the park. You know, it wasn't me. He was always in the background playing the music at the cookouts. So street ball was where you went and, you know, you've seen everything. You've seen the style. You've seen people doing moves that was not even able to be in the NBA yet. And, you know, you've seen the celebrations, the dancing after a shot, the shimmy after a shot. So I think for me, being able to see all that, and then once it was, we had it on them VHS tapes, putting that to the beats, you know, that's how it changed my life.
Set Free Richardson, director and executive producer of The Greatest Mixtape Ever, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Set, I got to ask you, this is a tough question. I know you're going to get a lot of flack for it, but we always keep it real here in the show. Who was the dopest street ball player you've ever seen?
Oh, that's a great question.
Dr. J. Mm. You know, for you know, I always got a line that I say, man. Doc was the swag, you know, from Rucker Park. He came. Doc was wearing a gold chain on his neck in Rucker Park, and that was the reason to me Michael Jordan won a gold chain when he did the dunk contest. You know, Doc just was incredible, man, from the fro. You know, to me, that was one of the first street ball names that I knew him. I was like, they call him Dr. J. Who is this dude? So now later, you get the names like The Future and you know, Half Man, Half Amazing. But Dr. J, man, to me, was the illest street ball player, then the ABA, and then the NBA.
Yeah, and it's always about, like, who, how far ahead of you of your time. Where are you? No one was like Dr. J.
Totally. I mean, from everything, from the swag to the women to the gold chains, the hairdo. You know, dunking from the free throw, everything. Just, I mean, I hope y'all agree, but the greatest layup in history to me is Doc under the backboard. You know,
I got that coming up in 2 p.m. This just in on a list, as a matter of fact, no question. Set Free Richardson, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, the 30 for 30 greatest mixtape ever. Check it out on ESPN Plus right now. Debuted on ESPN last night. Thanks, Seth. Appreciate it.
Proud of you, Seth. Love you, brother.
Jay, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all, Keyshawn. Thanks, man. Everybody, man. Take care, y'all.
Right. Your NFL bold predictions coming right up after I tell you about my computer career. Friends, we all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family. You just can't keep going. It's where my computer career can help you. In months, not years, they can help you start a new life as an IT pro, even with no prior experience. Impossible, you say? Listen to this. You learn online from home, and My Computer Career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. There's real demand. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
So I got to tell you guys, coming from Duke, you know, we always got that stuff like, you know, Jalen Rose, and that's my dude now, but say, you know, stuff back in the day about what Duke meant. But I tell you, like, for me, like, being from Jersey, I never really played hoops in New York like that. Like, not street hoops. Like, I came up to and played, like, things like the Gauchos Gym. I played Riverside Church, all that stuff.
But not Rucker and stuff
like
that.
Not Rucker and Dyckman. So it's not until 2010.
West 4th Street, yeah.
I came up. I was going to ask you that, though. I was going to ask you if you played in any of the Rucker stuff.
So I came up in 2010, and, you know, cats were like, oh, here comes this dude from Duke. You know, he has the chest passes, the thumbs down, the fundamentals, all this stuff. And my boy, who was calling the game at the time, Pope, literally gave me the nickname because I bounced the ball between somebody's legs and I crossed him up and I made a three. He called me Jason Bourne, the Bourne Supremacy. So from that
Where
point
were
on,
you when you did that?
What'd you say?
Where were you when you did that?
I was
that?
At the Dyckman.
You were at, Dyckman. At the Dyckman. You were at Dyckman and got the nickname Bourne Supremacy.
Bourne Supremacy.
Yo, if that was me, you wouldn't even be able to say my name after that. Don't even look at me. Avert your eyes. Bourne Supremacy?
Yeah, you know I'm saying.
It that was should be on your tombstone. When you Bourne Supremacy.
But hearing Set Free talk about, I'm crazy because I didn't even know that Dr. J got the name from playing at Rucker Park. I didn't even know that. So, like, you learn all these nuances about just hoops and football. Just, I mean, it's crazy that some of the stuff that you see. But in basketball, that means everything, man. Bourne I'm curious Supremacy. What Key's nickname will be after today's 2-on-2 game. Gates, what do you think, Gates? What do you think we're working with? Freight Train?
Freight Train. Man, y'all crazy.
I don't know.
I don't
know. Think on the
I'm
fly.
I can't get past. I can't get past Bourne Supremacy at Dyckman.
Like, legendary.
It's like going up to the GOAT and be, you know, going up to Rucker and getting named something. That's an illmatic nickname, too.
So from now on, every time I go up there, people don't even call me Jay. They're like, oh, what's up, Bourne?
I'm like, yo, oh, how did you not make that stick? Why aren't we calling you that on this show?
You didn't play enough, though, right? You didn't play enough street ball.
Well, I played street ball. I just played that one time.
That's what I'm saying. You did it one time.
Key, you see, when you said that, his whole face demeanor changed. He's like, well, he got angry.
Oh, that's what's going to happen today.
Yeah? You're going to play angry?
I always play angry.
Do you?
Hey, Key, what did you listen to before games? What was, like, your musical inspiration?
I would, at the time, Pac and Biggie, pretty much. I mean, that's what I would drive to the stadium listening to.
Can I tell you, I'm weird, yo. I'll go Pac, like, on my way to the stadium. Mm-hmm. But when I get there on the court, I'm going to go, like, Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Anita Baker. It's weird.
That's what Jordan used to listen to Anita Baker. Yeah.
I slow it down. I don't know why. You turn it up.
Yeah, I'm all eyes on me, everything. I'm just feeling a certain way when I pull it apart.
But you go slower, huh?
Oh, and then when I bought that Lambo and I let the doors up when I come through.
see that face? I'm going to get kicked out of that face.
Park that car,
we're back
man.
In 10 seconds.
You park my car, though.
All you do from Key J and Max is take, take, take. It doesn't cost you anything. It's time to give. How many more bold predictions do you want from us? 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's hear some from you. Austin in California. Give me a bold prediction for the NFL season.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for tagging me.
What's going on, Austin?
I just wanted to let you know that I'm a Raider to the day I die, you know what I mean? No matter if they move out of my city, I'm just here to tell y'all, get ready. Ain't no more scrutiny. Ain't no more coaches. Ain't no more players, you know what I'm saying, that don't respect the shield that they put on their shoulder. We got a Hall of Famer in the making, Devontae Adams, you know, close to the crib. Man, we're going to the Super Bowl, at worst, AFC Championship game, man. We're going to win a division. Ain't no more Tyreek Hill. Just throw it up top and let him outrun everybody. All that shit's over with. Excuse my friend. All that stuff's over with.
I knew he was getting ready to go there.
Go ahead, let that rip.
Straight
man.
Oakland, no. I can feel it in his voice. I'm like, I told Jay, I said he from Cali, for sure.
LA, the crazy thing about LA and the Raiders is Al Davis, Renegade, all that. But once NWA came out, Raiders, it cemented it forever.
Yeah,
there's part of LA that will follow the Raiders to the end of the earth. Doesn't matter where they are.
Yeah, no, I could tell it though in his voice. I'm like, yeah, he's from Cali for sure. For sure, he's from California.
No question. Will from Kansas, let's hear your bold prediction for the NFL season.
Will
from Kansas.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry, I'm a huge fan of you guys. My bold prediction is that Najee Harris for the Steelers, who just got over 240 plus, is going to be a top three running back in the NFL.
What do you think of that, Key?
Yeah, he could be a top five running back for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, like him, man.
Yeah, you got Taylor, you got Henry. Who else? Kamara.
If he can stay healthy.
I mean, McCaffrey's coming back from injury. Saquon's coming back from injury. Happens fast for running back.
Yeah, so that's three right there that I mentioned.
Henry.
And so you slide him in there.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, he could be a top five back for sure.
Man, it happens so fast. No one talks about Zeke or Saquon or McCaffrey anymore, right?
I still talk about Zeke. That'd be y'all on that hate.
McCaffrey there too. Yeah, Melvin from Chicago.
Saquon, I try to slip him in.
What's up, Mel? Is this the Melvin from Chicago?
Melvin from Chicago, what you got?
Melvin, are you there?
My bold prediction, the Chicago Bears win the North and beat Green Bay twice this year.
That would be a bold prediction.
Very bold.
See, that's a bold prediction.
That's a bold, yeah.
That's very out on the limb. Yes.
Is there a fine line between bold and – Joey from Michigan, what's your bold prediction?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
What's up, Joey?
Say, I'm from Detroit, you hear me? But my bold prediction, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say the Chiefs are going to go like 17-0. Patrick Mahomes, he going to show y'all why he like the Steph Curry of football for real. And then Max, too, bro, I ain't going to lie, bro. I'm going to call up here on one of them days where y'all talking about my dog Steph, bro. Like, I'm going to cook your whole take on like why like the Warriors and like Steph ain't like what he is, man. I'm trying to tell you.
He's not what he is.
Joey,
you can't cook me. I'm saying he is what he is, but is that a top 10 player of all time?
Let Joe talk.
We only have 10 seconds, Joe.
You know Max ain't going to let him say that.
I'm going to call up, and I'm going to cook you on the day they'll talk about
that. You call back and get cooked. If you're really looking to get cooked, no one can stop you from getting cooked.
Greeny next.
Keyshawn, Jay, I'm going to go toe-to-toe with Mike Tyson.
Damn it.
All right. Greeny coming up. We're back tomorrow.
Proof.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.